Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we've got Chris Thomas with Yonder Agency. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Yonder. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, so you know how people always get confused on how to grow their email list or how in the world people find their website or, hey, how do I get people to engage more on my Facebook or social media presence? So we actually help businesses do that and help them grow online. So we're a digital marketing agency. We're a little bit different. We kind of educate folks on how to do it, and then we walk them through the whole process.
So now explain to folks why it's important to grow your email list. Like, a lot of people give it lip service and they maybe have a subscribe box in the corner, but they don't understand the value, maybe the real long-term value of having a growing email list.
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody feels like they get so many emails per day and all that good stuff. And the reason why growing your email list is so important is that's your email list. And if you start to work with Facebook or LinkedIn or Google Ads and all that good stuff, you're kind of building your business on rented land at that point. So your email list is your audience, and that's who really has signed up to hear from you. So if they don't hear from you, if you just kind of always sell to them through an email or whatever, but really the goal for our customers and what we try to do is send emails that educate and really become, you know, raving fans of their audience and stuff like that. So email is still huge. People think it's dead or annoying or whatever, but honestly, email is still one of the biggest producers as far as sales and contacting people and all that good stuff.
Now, I think a lot of people get confused with all these social media platforms, like you were saying, and they think that the objective is to build that number as high as possible. And I can see some value there in doing that. But if you don't kind of get those people, some of them, into your own ecosystem that you control, then you're, like you said, you're renting them and you can't really access them to the degree you'd like without paying them for that access. Do you run into that as well with your clients to kind of, they think that that number is really the most, I got this many followers, I got, you know, this many subscribers on YouTube. But ultimately, if you don't have them into your ecosystem, you're always going to be a renter.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like people, constantly new customers that come on, we're kind of doing the discover call. They're just like, oh, well, you know, we're really trying to get up our Facebook presence and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, great. So once you do that, then what? And it's just kind of like deer in the headlights. They're like, well, they just look at our feed. And I'm like, great. But how are you going to, like, there's no way to just generate revenue off of followers. You have to somehow be able to get them in a drip campaign or a nurture campaign to be able to really just tell who you are, because social media can get lost. There's a lot of noise and everything else. Your email, there's noise there, but man, you can update that with great headlines and subject lines and all that good stuff and really tell the story a lot better through email than you can social, because you're just kind of competing with everybody else. And we're such in this influencer age where anybody and everybody can come in and say, hey, you know, this is what I'm good at. And then you come to find out they're living in their parents' basement and you're just like, wait a minute, you're an influencer. How is this possible? And it's only because they're not really generating money. They're generating influence, if that makes sense.
Now, and also explain to people how, like, say you have on Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube, you have, say, 1,000 whatever followers or whatever they are, subscribers, whatever they are. If you post something, your content isn't going to all 1,000 folks, right? Like it's only going to a small percentage unless you pay to boost your post to right. everybody. And that people, I don't think, understand that.
No, they don't. So if you have 1,000 folks that follow you and you put something out, you're going to go, oh man, I'm going to get 900 views off this. And then you realize, oh, I only got like 40, right? So it's typically, you look at it, you got to think of, I'm probably going to reach 20% of my audience, but over the week time, maybe I'll reach half or 60%, right? It all depends on the algorithms and stuff like that. And then if you boost the post, well, the fun part about boosting the post is like you're boosting the people that don't know who you are. You're kind of just putting something out there and saying, hey, buy from me, where, you know, our approach is, hey, let us educate you and then give away free stuff. Then we sell to you, right? And so that's the difficult part about social media is just, you know, you're putting stuff out there to really get noticed, but a lot of times that's a bit harder.
So now what are some of the strategies that people can be doing to make their website get more traffic so that they can grow that email list? Because I would imagine your website is the primary place where people are going to be able to subscribe to your email list.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love this question. So a lot of folks, they tend to think, hey, there's no way that I can get people to pay attention. And, you know, if I'm a lawyer, HVAC contractor, a restaurant, any of those things, people go, oh, I just can't figure out how to reach my audience. And it's actually really simple. And it's three things, right? A lead generating PDF or a high value content offer, right? And so let's say that you're a barbecue restaurant and you want to get people to know that you're one of the best barbecue places around town. And look, I love barbecue. So anytime I can talk barbecue, I'm going to do it. So basically I tell that barbecue restaurant owner, hey, why don't you put out a video that is, hey, sign up for our three free tips on how to make the perfect brisket. And you put that out there. It goes to a landing page that sells basically, hey, look, sign up for this and we'll send you some videos throughout the week. And we'll have you cooking a brisket and smoking it by this weekend. And once they get captured in your email list, you start to trickle through a drip campaign or a nurture campaign. And if you're a barbecue restaurant, you're going, hey, you signed up for this. And hey, did you know that we sell rubs and these cookbooks to help you make more than just brisket? And this is how you can make the perfect pork butt or whatever. And you start to go through that process. And so the things that we do is say, hey, look, let's put a lead generating PDF together or lead generating video series together. And then we'll create a ad for that. So a paid ad, or you can do it as a social media post, or you can actually use your current email list to send that to, right? And then once you get all that settled and start getting people through, we start to use, a drip campaign and email automation to kind of go through the process. So you really just need three simple things: a good content offer that people are going to be interested in and what that looks like in the content, a landing page kind of explaining a little bit more about you. And then after that, you just send them emails to nurture those folks.
So now how do you kind of figure out what is that right piece of content that's going to get people to subscribe? Like, do you have to continually be testing things, or is it something that, oh, this kind of thing works most of the time?
Yeah. So we do a lot of research on companies. That's kind of our biggest thing. So it's really looking at what is your audience, the hair on fire question your audience is asking, right? You know, if I'm trying to figure out how to buy a house or sell my house quick, what are those people searching in Google to say, hey, I want to sell my house quick? And it's going, oh, well, here's the five easy ways to make sure that you don't lose money selling your house, right? So we generate the content based off of doing a lot of competitor research and a lot of actual user research. And because the internet's a wonderful thing, we know what people are searching. If you're a business owner out there right now, you could literally go to Google and type in just one word and Google pre-fills it for you. Like, it literally tells you what other people are looking at. So if you're in the real estate market, or if you're a lawyer, or in the service industry, you could type in, you know, how do I, and you can start to see what people are asking. So it's really kind of just doing that kind of research and asking your customers, your current customers, hey, how did you find us? Or what made you go with us? And just keep finding those perfect customers, because everybody knows who their perfect ideal customer is. You just have to go and reach it and market it to those people and answer the questions that they have in their brain and get them to come in.
So now, do you find that the best piece of kind of this content to get people to initially join the email list is something that is a how do I do something or how do I avoid something?
It could be both. So there's a lot of different ways. There's so you can do a how to, right? Which is very educational. And then how not to do it is still on the educational side, but that's giving you authority, right? At that point, you're becoming the authority of like, hey, I know how you're going to do it. And also I know the things that you need to avoid. And a lot of times people get a little scared. They're like, wait a minute, we're giving away free content that they could just go do it themselves. And I try to tell folks, hey, not really. They're going to come back to you and go, look, I tried doing this for myself, but you educated me on this and I'm going to hire you to actually do it. Right. Cause we always dream of like, you know, hey, I'm going to replace the brakes in my truck. Well, I can go to YouTube and find it, or I can search, you know, how do I do this? And if there's a good mechanic out there, they may have a PDF or a how-to video with their email list. And you start to realize, well, this is a little bit tougher than I thought. I'm going to reach out to this mechanic that's right down the road that's telling me how to do it, because obviously they know what they're doing.
So how often do you change those kind of incentives to join the email list?
You know, honestly, if something's working, we just leave it. We just leave it wide open. And then we start to see kind of like, if it dips down a little bit, we may change the ad. We may change the imagery, some content here or there. But once we start to figure it out between, a lot of times we like to post an A-B test. A-B test is basically you send one ad out and you send another ad out and you just kind of let them fight it out and see who wins the best, right? Well, we actually do five different ones. We send five different images, three different headlines, and two different body copies. And we start to see, okay, what are people reacting to the best? And then once we start to see what that is, we know that we can create kind of duplicate ones with the same kind of either better content or a different content. So like right now, Yonder, if you go to our website, we have a couple of things of how to grow your email list. And so we're about to come out with, you know, how to build a better website, how to get better with your SEO, which is search engine optimization. A lot of folks don't know what that is. And then we're doing another PDF of pay-per-click campaigns. And so we just like to educate folks. And so realistically, if you're in one niche market, you know, come up with two or three PDFs and try it, because people, you know, you're probably not going to reach the whole entire audience that you're wanting. And it might be a slow burn or whatever, but sometimes it's like magic where you put something out for free and people go, oh, I didn't know you knew how to do that. And can I hire you to do it?
Now, how long does it take for you to notice that it's working or not?
Yeah. So generally we let something sit for about 2 weeks. And so we kind of go through a 14-day trial of like, okay, how are these things working? And if the numbers are still nothing's winning or anything like that, we leave it for another 14 days. So worst case scenario, it's a month. We try to read into the numbers and analytics within 2 weeks. And that gives us a good healthy idea of like, okay, this is the direction that people are reacting to. And we just start going that direction.
Now, what's your personal best of taking somebody that maybe didn't have a lot of traffic into a lot of a big email list? Like what's the best you've done in like a month's period of time?
Yeah. So that's a great, so there's a company, and I wish I could say their name just, but, there's a roofing company here in town. They had no website, no digital presence, nothing. Right. And I said, hey, look, I think we should generate a PDF or at least get some people through and get them on your email list. And now you would probably think roofing companies is probably not the best route to do an email list. Well, I'm kind of like, well, that's a okay thought to have, but here's how you're going to grow it. So we put on the ad of like, hey, do you know if you're going to get the right roof? And here's how we know that, here's the difference on how we're going to give you the best roof and the best price. And so when they clicked the ad and went to a landing page, we said, hey, look, we're going to give you a percentage off and we're going to throw in some free stuff. And also we'll give you a free drone estimate. So we'll just go and inspect it with a drone and all that good stuff. So we launched it on day one. And I remember they didn't have a website. They didn't have any kind of presence. They went from day one to day 14 to over 21,000 people viewing the ad and seeing it, to 1,000 people that I believe it was 1,000 people that first week. So around 2,500 in 14 days came to the website, and then 1,000 people signed up for their email list and to learn more about the drone stuff and like, hey, you know, I want to know what this entails. And out of that 1,000 people, I believe they closed 30% of deals. And so they were able to like literally triple or quadruple the revenue within 14 days, just following the happy path of a customer of educating them on how to do a certain thing. And so, it wasn't like a crazy cost either. They spent about $750 on ad spend. And if you set up the funnel correctly, your phone's just going to start ringing off the hook. And then your email box is just going to get filled up.
Right. And that's the gift that keeps on giving, because you have their email and you can market to them now forever.
Absolutely. And so because we did their branding, their digital marketing and their branding, and we said, hey, look, you know, let's just put like a warm blanket over North Georgia and everybody's going to know this roofing company. And funny enough, they were like, hey, look, we're getting so busy. Can we just turn off the ad or can we just focus on organic? I was like, absolutely. And I was like, I don't recommend it, but hey, if you're a growing company and you need to slow down, and this is through the pandemic and everything else, but still today, with just doing a little bit of advertising, they get around 10 leads a week. And I don't know what their close rate is right now. I just see the emails go through and they're just like, well, we got another one, you know, or whatever. So there's an instant gratification, and then there's a long tail gratification that just kind of residual just keeps coming in from the work that you do.
Now, for you, who is the best client? Is it that hyperlocal that wants to have kind of a digital presence in their local market, or are they national, or do you work with franchises? Like, what is the ideal client for Yonder?
You know, the great part about Yonder is we work in all of those facets. So we work with Fortune 500 companies to nonprofit. And a lot of people go, hey, why don't you niche down? And we do, don't get me wrong, but we love helping out our backyard here in Canton, Georgia. And we love the local business, but we know that we can help national companies or regional companies with that, because every company wants to grow either their revenue or their social media presence, or really their digital marketing presence, and they want to make sure they do it in the right way. And so we've done a lot of work from really just a broad span of companies.
And then, so you can help them, whether they have a website or not. And if they're an enterprise level, you can help them kind of move people through their customer journey and through their funnel.
Absolutely. You would be surprised. One of the things that beyond email lists that we focus on is really the website, right? And SEO, search engine optimization. And I get that question all the time of what is SEO and how does it work? But when somebody comes to your website, they need to know what you do within the first 15 seconds. There's so many large corporations that they think, oh, well, people know us by our brand. That's true. But if they land somewhere on your landing page that you're trying to sell a product and they have no idea what that is, then you lost them. There's a lot of companies right now that are probably listening right now and they're going, wait a minute, does our website really tell what we do? Like, is it kind of like, sorry about that. I call it the good old boy test, right? So, you know, everybody has a picture in mind. I grew up in the mountains. So there's always a good old boy that if you couldn't explain it to him, it wasn't going to get done, right? And so the good old boy test is anybody off the street that can come in and go to your website and know exactly what you do and walk away and say, oh yeah, you're a service industry type thing, or you're an insurance company, or you're life insurance, and you get really specific, that's probably the best thing that you can do. You don't need to be kind of like this, you know, they'll figure it out kind of things with this cute little tagline, you know, life happens here. Well, what does that mean? And you come to find out that they don't have anything to do with life insurance. They're actually, you know, a mortgage broker, right? And so it kind of doesn't make sense when you can craft a headline on your website that says, hey, we're the number one mortgage broker here in Atlanta that helps you through the process of saving money, right? You know, right then and there, they're a mortgage broker. You understand what they do. And then if you have a strong CTA or call to action with, hey, if you want to find out more on how to, you know, buy a house, sign up for our 5 tips on how to buy a house. And it's right there on your website. You educate the customer. You're not threatening. You're not selling. You're really just educating. And so a lot of businesses miss the mark of, you know, because your website is literally your front door. And if your front door doesn't tell you exactly what you're about to go into, they're not going to go any further.
So now how does Yonder get clients?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we eat our own dog food. So we basically go out, we run ads nationally, and we say, hey, so right now we do video ads. And so the one thing in the market right now that's on the rise and is only going to get bigger is video marketing. And we're really good at that as well. And so we're doing video marketing right now. You can actually go to our website and see the video that we put out. And then, so basically we do a video ad, and that video ad is, hey, learn more about us. And here's a tip on how to grow your email list. They click that, they go to a landing page, and we get them in our email list. And we just educate them. We explain who we are. We really don't sell to them until probably about the third email. Because we want, it's kind of like a dating relationship. You don't go on the first date and go, hey, you know, you seem great. Do you want to get married? You don't really do that. You kind of date them for a while because they may not be the right customer, or you may not be the right company. And so that's why we do these nurture campaigns. And so we can all get to know each other. And so, yeah, Yonder basically does the same thing. And obviously, it's organic as well, because we invest a lot of time into our content and SEO and really our social media presence. And, you know, we love having fun. We work hard and, you know, all that good stuff. But really, if you're not having fun doing it, and I think that's why people work with us, is because they trust us. We guide them through the wild and new of digital marketing, but also we're just so relatable and just really fun to work with, because I'm not going to beat you over the head. I'm going to educate you on why your business isn't growing.
And then your services, are they do it for you or do it, is it do it yourself? Like, do you have different tiers of service depending on the budget of the client?
No. So we all keep it in the house. So basically people come to us and we take over their digital marketing wherever they are. If it's, hey, I don't have a website, or I do have a website, but it hasn't been updated in 10 years. We basically walk them through the process of what we're going to do, and then we just execute it. So we're definitely your traditional sense of we do the work, but we also educate of why we're about to change everything before. And we have people that come through and do a Discover call for free, and they go, hey, we can't afford you right now, but is it okay if I take the stuff that you just walked through and tried it? And I'm like, absolutely. And we'll see you in 3 months because your business is going to grow and then you can start to scale up. So
if somebody wanted to learn more, have more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, what's the website?
Yeah. So it's yonderagency.com. And yeah, there you can contact us through there, or you can really, I don't know if I gave my number out last time to a podcast and my team was like, don't do that again. So you can email chris@yonderagency.com. That goes straight to me. And it will be me that responds, not somebody else. And yeah, I would love to chat. And if you're looking to grow your email list, we have a PDF right now that walks through an email service provider that we love and we use in-house called ConvertKit. And we're also a partner with ActiveCampaign. And so the thing that we love best is we're not going to tell you to, hey, you're going to do it this one way. We actually come up with a solution that's custom for everybody. Head over to yonderagency.com. Or you can email me at chris@yonderagency.com.
Good stuff. Well, Chris, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Oh, no worries. Thanks for having me on. And I love chatting about digital marketing and how to grow businesses.
Good stuff. Well, thank you again for sharing your story. And we appreciate the work you're doing.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.